No, I won't take in a bloody parcel. This is the third time this morning. Oh, you're not here for that, are you? Mr. TV license man, knocking at my door. High-vis jacket, clipboard, boots on my floor. Are you properly licensed? He intones with pride. He's got a badge like a bouncer and shifty eyes wide. He flashes a photo, I try not to laugh. Did he get that heck on behalf of the staff? He asks if I watch any programs on my screen, like I'm running a black market Netflix canteen. He pokes any prod sniffing around my flat as if I'm hiding Antiques Roadshow under my hat. Oh, Mr. TV license man, do you really care about my late night cookery shows or bargain hunt despair? I'm just minding my business in this soap opera street. It's tracking my telly habit, really such a feat. I told him, look mate, I pay my dues when I remember, except for that time last year or maybe last December. He rifled his clipboard with a bureaucratic frown, like he's Scotland Yard and I'm most wanted in town. A crime, apparently, to own a remote. They'll have me in cuffs for watching Emmerdale's Goat. Oh, Mr. TV license man, do you really care about my reruns of Morse or the Strictly Glare? Just trying to live with my tea and my tray. Must you make a scene and ruin my day? He eyed my aerial, rusty askew. Probably gets more channels than Sky ever knew. Maybe he's seen it all, the drama, the dread, the only fool's marathons, the newsreader's head. And all from the window with his notepad and pen, judging my taste in sitcoms again and again. So he left with a nod and a leaflet or two. See you next time when I'll have my eye on you, Mr. TV license man, the telly's still on. If you're knocking tomorrow, I'll pretend I've gone. Oh, Mr. TV